Right. I was at the Fun Hog Ranch with a whole bunch of podcasting celebrities, and they were giving me quite an education on poppers.
What is a popper? Somebody please tell me what.
Oh,
popper,
you want to try some poppers? I got some poppers. You want to try some poppers?
Maybe Big Fatty can explain poppers.
I hear it. I have no idea what a popper is.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
And they were giving me quite an education on Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One of Mrs. Episode 3895. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 10th of January 2023. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and catch up on some voice letters. Big Fatty. Hello, nothingers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're nothingers today because, y'all, I'm looking at my list. There ain't nothing on it. It is not. I got nothing. I got nothing as I'm Big Fatty. How is that different than any other day? Well, sometimes when I got nothing, I got things written down. That doesn't mean they're anything, but I don't even have that today. Big Fatty, here comes the train, as in train wreck.
Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. That famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. Master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. He loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. Showing off his big old pair.
Fatty the Pooh. Big Fatty. Music. Big Fatty. Well, also not surprised you played that one, because that one lasts about twice as long as all the other bumpers. You guilty as charged, Big Fatty. Let me have a little of my tea. Yo, this is the African Rubios with a little Maya lemon in it. One moment, please. Oh, that's good. That's good. Y'all, after I spoke with you yesterday, old Vader and I, Vader and I recorded the LFC, and y'all, I just got up from a nipper nap, so I'm a little punch drunk. Big Fatty, who punched you? I'm just coming out of my fog. Hey, wanna bet? recorded the LFC, and y'all, that I was watching the sports ball and all this kind of stuff, and y'all, I had been invited to a little private hootenanny for Vader for his celebration of exiting the birth canal on Monday. And y'all, it's just a very small group of friends. And we went to what do they call it? When the people come out there and the cook right in front of you. The teppanyaki. And y'all, I had been to the to the Yacht Club for lunch. So, y'all, I wasn't real hungry, but the reservation wasn't until 8 p.m. in the evening, which is entirely too late to be eating. But, as in whole, Big Fatty, that's trademarked. Well, you know, public domain now. So, got there, and y'all, I didn't want a whole lot, and you know, y'all, they give you so much there anyway. So I just had the stir-fried vegetable supper, but you know, it still came with the soup and the salad and the fried rice and more stir-fried vegetables and the little scrimp appetizer and everything. Y'all, surprisingly, I ate all of my vegetables except for the green peppers. Y'all, I didn't realize there were green peppers in there because, you know, green peppers, y'all, they swim upstream on Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, that kind of oniony broth that they give you, and, you know, you have to eat it with a shoehorn. They use shoehorns for some reason instead of spoons. Y'all, maybe we should do a GoFundMe to get the teppanyaki places some spoons. Anyway, oh, Big Fatty, you closed your exercise ring sitting on your butt. I did. So, had that, y'all, the salad was about twice as big as I expected it to be, but y'all, it had that good ginger, the good ginger dressing. Oh, Big Fatty, that's what Hendrick has after he's touched himself. Ginger dressing. Well, okay. I hope it's not orange, though, like on the solid. Oh, Big Fatty, he would need to go see a specialist if that was the case. Either that or he's been eating too many Cheetos. But anyway, y'all, it was really quite good. And y'all, and then they were bringing the checks. And y'all, they never brought me my check or one of the other people. And, y'all, one of the other folks picked up the check for the whole table. I couldn't believe it. And, y'all, it was a random act of kindness. And, y'all, it was just very, very sweet of them to do that. And, y'all, maybe folks are just going to, y'all, I know I'm just nattering right now, but that holly, you know that holly out there in the Denver? Yes, Big Fatty. he's not making resolutions, but he's just making some changes. Kindness is one of his things. He's going to strive to be kinder. And y'all, that Laughing Buddha. I don't know if I told you this already or not, but y'all, he's getting out there, and he says, this kindness thing is nice, and he's not handing out $100 bills, no, Big Fatty, because I'd be right in line for one, but, it doesn't take money to do kind things, I don't know where I was going with that, but y'all, the surprise, other than having the check picked up, y'all, they had a dessert. I've never been to a teppanyaki that they provided you with dessert, but y'all, it was a little, I don't know, it's about, you know, one of those little cups of ice cream that you buy in the Von's East, except it was rainbow sherbet. It was the pineapple and the orange and the lime. And y'all, it was just the perfect ending to the meal. Now, y'all, I got home and I could not wait. Y'all, I ate everything except I didn't eat all my rice and I didn't bring it home. It was too much. It was just too much. And y'all, I could not wait to get home and use my dental floss. Oh my God, I had Farmer McGregor's vegetable garden caught in my teeth Peppermint Patty's rice patty. Big Fatty, I didn't know Peppermint Patty had a rice patty. Well, I don't know who does, but Y'all couldn't wait to get all that out of my teeth, and y'all then I brushed my teeth because you know that it's that oniony brothy taste that just sticks inside your mouth, and you just kind of go blah blah blah. One moment, please. And so I brushed my teeth and did the dental floss, y'all. I took a preemptive Alka-Seltzer because I knew I was going to need it, and because y'all, I was eating so late, and so anyway, I crawled into the chamber about I don't know, it was probably going on 11 p.m. in the evening, because y'all, I didn't get home until after 9:30 p.m. in the evening, I think, and may have been even closer to 10 o'clock. But anyway, y'all, it was nice and cool. Slept like a baby, y'all. Big Fatty, you really need to wash those sheets. One moment, please. And y'all then got up on, Tuesday morning. Got up on Monday morning and read the paper, had my coffee, did the Sudoku, did the Wordle, did the Waffle, did the Quartle. And then it was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, I walked Fat Acres and the Big Circle. And y'all, I am here to tell you that Crema is not over in Fat Acres. Y'all, 98 houses still had some sort of Crema decoration up. Now, some of them were just wreaths, but y'all, I didn't really count them if it was just like a pine wreath or something like that. But if it had ointments or a big red bow on it or something like that, that's Crema. That's Crema. And and y'all, some still have those big old balloons blown up in the yards. Y'all, it's too much. It's too much. And anyway, got back from all of that, and y'all, the oak tree in front of the villa, y'all, it is dropping leaves and acorns like there's no tomorrow. So I got out there and swept the walk, and y'all, if I walked out there right now, you probably couldn't tell that I swept it earlier. But got me a share, and then I laid down for a nipper nap and watched The Price is Right. Y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Big Fatty, for someone who didn't have a damn thing on their list, you sure did fill up almost 13 minutes. Well, professional. You've got to be professional in all this. Yes, Big Fatty, whatever you say.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. His whole life's a sham, and all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Merry Christmas, Big Fatty. Thank you for another glorious year of fun and frivolity and fatness. Thank you for all that you do. I'm coming to you this Christmas morning from the beach at Harvey Bay. It's a nice cloudy day, so hopefully won't be sweating like a pig today. But Merry Christmas to you and all of your listeners from Scotty Rosy Butler. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that of course is Scotty, the little Aussie Butler.
Woodhaven.
That was Scotty, the little Aussie Butler. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I am so sorry that it has taken me so long to get your Crema greetings played here on the little show. I know that they they, you know, Crema greetings are, you know, just kind. It's just kindness, y'all. And, you know, Scotty, thank you for being so kind to call that in to everyone. And, Big Fatty, you got another one that you're late on also. Let's hear it. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. Merry Christmas from Alan here in the UK. You did ask a question about the meaning and definition of Boxing Day. Well, here we go. Boxing Day is a holiday celebrated after Christmas Day, occurring on the second day of Christmastide. That's the 26th of December. Though it originated as a holiday to give gifts to the poor, today, Boxing Day is primarily known as a shopping holiday. It originated in Great Britain and is celebrated in a number of countries that previously formed part of the British Empire. The attached bank holiday or public holiday may take place on the 28th of December, if necessary, to ensure it falls on a weekday. Boxing Day is also concurrent with the Christian festival of St. Stephen's Day. There are competing theories for the origins of the term, none of which is definitive. The European tradition of giving money and other gifts to those in need or in service positions has been dated to the Middle Ages, but the exact origin is unknown. It may reference the alms box placed at the narthex of Christian churches to collect donations for the poor. The tradition may come from a custom in late Roman or early Christian era, wherein alms boxes placed in churches were used to collect special offerings tied to the feast of St. Stephen, which, in the Western Christian churches, falls on the same day as Boxing Day, the second day of Christmastide. On this day, it's customary in some localities for the alms boxes to be opened and distributed to the poor. The Oxford English Dictionary gives the earliest attestations from Britain in the 1830s, defining it as the first weekday after Christmas Day, observed as a holiday on which postmen, errand boys and servants of various kinds expect to receive a Christmas box. The term Christmas box dates back to the 17th century and, among other things, meant a present or gratuity given at Christmas. In Great Britain, usually confined to gratuities given to those who are supposed to have a vague claim upon the donor for services rendered to him as one of the general public by whom they are employed and paid, or as a customer of their legal employer. The undefined theory being that as they have done offices for this person, for which he has not directly paid them, some direct acknowledgement is becoming at Christmas. In Britain, it was customary for tradesmen to collect Christmas boxes of money or presents on the first weekday after Christmas as thanks for good service throughout the year. This is mentioned in Samuel Pepys' diary for the 19th of December, 1663. This custom is linked to an older British tradition where the servants of the wealthy were allowed the next day to visit their families, since they would have had to serve their masters on Christmas Day. The employers would give each servant a box to take home, containing gifts, bonuses, and sometimes leftover food. Until the late 20th century, there continued a tradition among many of the UK to give a Christmas gift, usually cash, to vendors, although not on Boxing Day, as many would not be working on that day. I think I've probably said enough now, Big Fatty, but I hope that might have shone a little bit of a light onto the origins of the etymology of Boxing Day. It just remains for me to wish you a very happy new year when it comes on Saturday, and let us hope that 2023 is a good one. Bye-bye for now. Here's Alan in the UK signing out.
Oh, well, Alan, thank you so much for that history of Boxing Day. Big Fatty, I just found it amazing how he spoke off the cuff. No prepared remarks or anything. That's the UKians. They just speak off the cuff. And Big Fatty, I think we heard the Crematide in Scotty's voice letter too. Alan, thank you so much for that. And y'all had to cut out a little bit of the pauses and all in that so I could get it in. So Alan, forgive me for that. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Big Fatty. You forgot to do the birthdays today, Big Fatty.
And they were giving me quite an education on Big Fatty.
Damn, Gussie Big Fatty. Y'all, it is Blind Guy Jay and my Northeast Straight Daddy's birthday, but I'll mention
you
tomorrow.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.